Well, hi there, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for the weekly podcast. As always, thanks for the pleasure of your time. Last week's was a really good one. I hope you got a chance to listen to that. If you haven't listened to last week's on dealing with anxiety and stress, then I really hope you can get a chance to go back and listen to that. A big thanks to so many amazing people from the weekly podcast community who have been supporting me on this charity ride that I'm doing in, I think, 3 days' time. It's been great. I had another, several $100 come through just in the last few days. So if you're one of those people who's donated to the ride I'm about to do, I want to thank you personally. I hope I've written to you all personally. If you're hearing this, I'm doing a 500K charity ride for the Hartley Foundation. I'll put a link under this podcast. If you want to help me support people with disability and especially their families, then click on that link, throw a few dollars my way. That'd be awesome. So looking forward to it. Did a couple of 100 kilometers over the weekend. It's pretty cool to be this age and to be fitter now than I probably was when I was 15. It's been really great. And I can't encourage you enough, if you're listening to the weekly podcast, just how crucial exercise is to building a life that you really deserve. And it's been amazing to get this fit. Like, I've always been somebody who has kept physically fit, but I've discovered that as you really ramp up and as you get really fit, your energy levels go through the roof. My capacity just to keep working and to keep contributing to family, to relationships, to a whole bunch of things that I do has really improved. So I want to encourage you to make physical fitness just a crucial part of your life. Not because you have to, not because you want to lose weight. They can be good triggers for you. But primarily on the other side of it, there's just so much more energy that derives from being really physically fit. And when you're fit, you tend to eat better, you sleep better. All your relationships and a bunch of key stuff just comes together. So I want to encourage you with that. So, keeping to my rules, we charge straight into the weekly podcast. I don't mess around with too much filler. You know the old story, it's all killer, no filler. So we want to give you some good stuff. You know, the way the weekly podcast works is that I just come across stuff. You know, I stay attuned. I've done podcasts before about the reticular activated device in our brain. When we tell our brains to look for certain things and we write them down, our brains begin to scan the environment for them. And I found that, just being passionate about wanting to give you great stuff seems to cross my path. Now, that's not like The Secret, where if you believe it, the universe will give it to you. It's not that. It's just you just sensitize. You know, I'm just constantly going, read something, and I go, yeah, that would be really good for people. So I am a rugby tragic. Don't know where you're listening to this in the world. I know that there's listeners in Austria and Africa and all over the place, but I'm a rugby fan. And like, I was reading an article this week about rugby and there was something in it that I thought would be really useful to you. And it was an article about the New Zealand All Blacks skipper, the captain, Richie McCaw, who last weekend played his 100th test as captain of the All Blacks. Now, some of you will be rugby tragics. If you're not, if you don't know much about rugby, basically the All Blacks are the greatest team in history. They're just always the best, basically, unless, all their legs have been amputated. They're just so damn good. It's ridiculous. Incredibly strong culture. So you've got a guy like Richie McCaw who not only has played, a huge number of tests, but he's been captain of this amazing team for 100 test matches. So he ran out to play against Wales. Now, there's 100 tests as captain and only 12 losses. 12 losses in 100 games. And as I read through the article, he seems a pretty likable guy and he's a great athlete and all that stuff. But there was one thing that really struck me. And it's a very simple, very powerful idea. And I want you to listen to it this week because it really struck me and it really encouraged and motivated me. Basically, the thing that came through the article was simply that Richie McCaw was and remains really powerfully committed to one simple principle, and it's simply the principle of getting better. Now, he just seems to have this capacity that no matter where he is in the game, no matter what level he's viewed at or how successful he's been, he constantly has this desire to keep improving. Now, Steve Hansen, the All Black coach, and this comes from him. So this comes from a guy who's obviously coached at the highest global level, has seen vast numbers of players. But Steve Hansen said that, I first saw him playing for the Otago Boys High School First 15. It's the first time Steve Hansen ever saw him, and he recognised this kid was a good player. But on reflection, Steve Hansen said, from the first time I saw him playing at high school right to running out to play his 100th test as captain last weekend, Steve Hansen said the one constant thing about this guy is this endless desire to just get better, just constantly get better. Now, Hansen also said, you know, as a guy that's coached hundreds, maybe thousands of players, he said, look, at the elite level, everybody is ambitious and committed, at least for the first 2 years. So you get guys that come through school, they've always been good athletes, they've often been dominant in their high school. They come into elite sports, and he said, you know, they're really competitive, they're ambitious, they want to get ahead, they want to play at the highest levels. But he said, few players sustain that indefinitely. And you get a Richie McCaw, but can you get your head around that? Like, wouldn't you think it after 50 tests as captain, or you'd won a World Cup, or you'd be like, well, yeah, and I've done everything. And don't you often see elite athletes, you know, start running off the rails? They start getting into drugs or doing crazy stuff, running nude down Hollywood Boulevard, whatever it is their personal thing, right? But then you get a guy like this that's just constantly wants to improve. This has been a principle that with you know, has been present in my own life. And just as I reflected on Richie McCaw, I'm like, yeah, like, on a level, I've kind of always wanted to do the same thing. And I want to talk to you about that because I want to encourage you to start thinking about the same principle. But I want to give you a couple more examples first just to build it out. I've often talked about Michael Jordan, pretty much considered the greatest basketball player in history. You know, at his peak, and I just read a biography of him, which I've talked about in a previous podcast, but at his peak, just utterly devastating on offense. Just, you know, no one in the history of the game could go close to matching his capacity on offense. So he won the MVP, the Most Valuable Player Award, multiple times. But some commentators were commenting about his defense. So he went away one summer because the critique was that he wasn't quite physical enough, big enough. So he was actually filming a movie. He was doing a movie called Space Jam. It was like an animated film. And as part of his agreement to do the film, because he was mega famous at the time and they agreed to anything, is they actually built a gym on the studio set so in between takes he could work out. So over the NBA offseason, he got really big. He bulked up on the weights and he had his special trainers and he got incredibly, you know, super fit and strong. And he came back the next year and ended up winning or making the, you know, the all-star team for defense. So here's a guy who's won the offensive awards and the next year he comes and wins the defensive awards. Why? Because he recognized a weakness and he ruthlessly drilled down to work on that weakness. So what I want to do here is suggest to you that we often see talent, right? We see these people at the peak of their game and we assume that they had natural talent and it was always like that. You know, your Maradonas and famous football players or artists, and we think, yeah, they just had this ability. And they do. Talent is given to us. You know, we have talent, but the option to develop it is completely up to you. There's the famous theologian called Hans Urs von Balthasar, probably one of the greatest theologians of the last 500 years. And he said, what you are is God's gift to you. I want you to remember this. What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. Listen to that again. What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. You get it? Like, God gives you the raw material. So I'm never going to play NBA, right? I'm not 6'6", you know? Like, I'm so not. But there's other raw material that God's given me that allows me to flourish. You know, as if from a young kid, I was always theatrical and always into literature and reading and plays and drama and speaking. But what I do with those gifts is totally up to me. So, you know, I'll give you another example. You know, Richard Tognetti, who is the lead of the in charge of the Australian Chamber Orchestra. Now, I've seen them play several times. It's a great joy I take care of, and it's beautiful to hear it. Like, you know, it's not like he was like a little bit talented as a kid and got really good at the violin and then sort of stopped when he was 20. He just kept working on it. And all great artists, musicians, even people in business, you got to hone the skills. So, give you more examples. From my own life, like, I've often done a bit of speaking, you know, a few hundred thousand people around the world and, you know, spoken on big stages with thousands of people. But now, you know, I've had a bit of a break from the amount of travel and speaking I was doing. But as I'm easing back in, You should see what I'm reading. I'm reading books on, you know, the key ingredients of the most successful TED Talks. Today I was reading something at 5 a.m. about Aristotle's take on the art of persuasion, pathos, ethos, and logos, and how we can really persuade an audience. So, friends, I'm just constantly going, can I get a little bit better at this? Can I just, you know, just tune it a little bit? What am I doing here? Can I get better at it? And I want to encourage you in areas of your life to begin to think about this constant improvement principle. What skill do you have? What natural abilities, things you've always been good at, are you taking for granted? Come on, think about that. That's a good question. What natural skills, talents, abilities that you've always had are you taking for granted and not developing? That's terrible. Now, if you take one thing from this podcast, it's the idea that you've been given these abilities and an amazing life, a successful life, even just on the level of, you know, contribution, of giving back to people, means you've got to hone these skills. And I'm going to suggest to you that as you begin to tweak and sort of focus on getting better in key areas of your life, you'll find that it flows onto other areas. So excellence in your life, you become excellent in one area, you begin to develop a mindset where you just constantly want to improve a little bit. So I noticed with writing so much and writing at a pretty high level now with some really strong writers is that as I get better, my diet's changed. Now, part of that was because I had to, you know, change the ratio of carbs and protein that I was eating. But I just began to sort of learn more about diet and what does this do and what do the elite guys do? So I find myself now on a daily basis just tweaking and trimming and learning and honing my diet sort of intake so I can get better and better and better at performance. So all this is about the concept of what we call incremental improvement. You don't charge out tomorrow and suddenly become, you know, the world dominator. I mean, Richie McCaw's been playing elite rugby for 15 years. You don't suddenly just turn up at Millennium Stadium in Cardiff in Wales and, you know, captain your 100th test. That happens because of years of incremental improvement. So I just want to really encourage you today, don't squander the gifts and talents you have. What are they? Name them. Get out your journal. Go, well, you don't have to show anybody. It's not arrogant. Just write it down. I'm really good at this. And then just make a list of three or four things. What could I do to begin to get better at this area? What could I do? Just incremental change. You know, the I'll give you another example. Team Sky, which is an international bike racing team, if you're not familiar with riding, but they've won the Tour de France. They're, you know, Sir Dave Brailsford, who's their director, his principle was basically around incremental change or incremental improvement, was just tiny incremental improvements. If you string enough incremental improvements together, you get big improvement. So just tinkering with the little things, strengthening, getting better at the things you're already good at. So don't take talent for granted and don't waste it. And yeah, and if you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not that talented, I'm not amazing, I've got a pretty basic job, not true. There are things that you are specifically remarkably good at that other people aren't. So why waste it? Hone it, tweak it. I'm starting to do that now. I really want to encourage you to come with me because I'm doing the same stuff. So, end of sermon for this week. The one constant of Richie McCaw's, you know, incredible achievement over the years is this constant desire to get better. So I want to encourage you today to get better, whether you're a business person, a leader, an academic, a student, whether it's as a parent or a spouse. You know, as I record this, it is my 14th engagement anniversary. Karen and I will be married 14 years pretty soon. So we're remembering today, you know, just this amazing experience we had all those years ago, and some of you have been married a lot longer. But it's just awesome to go, you know, I want to get better at being a husband. I want to get better at being, you know, the person that journeys through life with Karen. I want to know her better. So whatever areas of life it is, marriage, business, study, sport, family, we can improve. It's an amazing thing about being human, so don't waste that. So there you go. That's the weekly podcast for this week. I'm Jonathan Doyle. It's been really cool to have this time to speak with you. Please share this with people. Grab the link, post it on your social media feed, say to people, hey, listen to this. Share it with friends and family. Post a comment underneath or flip me an email. If you're listening to this at the time it goes out, still a couple of days to sponsor me for the Hartley disability ride, and the link will be under here. I hope that's been useful. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Go out there and improve. Identify your talents. Start to think to yourself, how can I improve them? What do I need to read? What course can I do? Can I devote 10 minutes a day to just slight improvement in this area? Just take that one step and you'll see big change over time. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Speak with you again next week.